Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Can everybody make it stop?
Can't be Kennedy.
Can't stop, won't stop, Kennedy.
Try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
All right.
19-0.
Fair enough.
She's gonna school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Oh, I just got a text from a guy named Tom Brady. He says, yes, Carson, we are still living here in Brooklyn. Can't be Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends over at Cumberland Farms.
It's not how it works.
Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
How are you doing, Emily?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. Heated debate. Is Tom Brady still living in his house while they're selling it? What do you think?
No.
Better question. Do you care?
I mean, it's not like I could go there anyway.
True.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Emily?
Bye, Kennedy.
Okay, good luck.
Oh, bye, Felicia.
Bye.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. Remember, you tie, you lose. Kennedy with 2,895 wins, 242 losses, and she is now over in that soundproof studio. Question number one. Sarah Palin's estranged husband, Todd, is demanding their assets be divided equally. Apparently, he is filing for divorce. Sarah is the former governor of which state?
Alaska.
Question number two. Radar Online, a beacon of truth, says Britney Spears' father has stepped down as her conservator, and her care manager, Jody Montgomery, has been temporarily appointed the role. What is Britney's sister's younger... who is Britney's younger sister? What is her name?
She's in Zoe 101.
Yes, girl.
Oh, my God. I can't think of her name.
Okay.
Can I go to the next one?
Sure. Actor Ryan Phillippe, turning 45 today. Which famous actress was he married to from 1999 to 2007?
Natalie Portman? I don't know.
Question number four. Ed Helms is going to be on Kimmel tonight. He is, of course, known for his role in the Hangover trilogy. But which TV show got him his big break before that?
The Office. My favorite show.
Question number five. David Ortiz made an appearance at the Red Sox game last night. It was his first since being shot in the Dominican Republic. What number did David Ortiz wear for the Red Sox?
24.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Well, so many text messages about Tom Brady. Kennedy just got a text that said, TB12, Jules and AB are having breakfast at IHOP right now.
Tom Brady don't eat nothing at IHOP.
Nope, you're
There's
right,
Dan. Nothing but carbohydrates in that place.
Do you make avocado pancakes?
They have white sugar, forget it.
Emily got, two out of five correct, Kennedy.
Not that the pancakes at International Pancakes aren't delicious.
Right.
All right, let's do this right there. There it is. These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, question number one. Sarah Palin's estranged husband, Todd, is demanding their assets be divided equally. Rumor is they're going to be filing for divorce. Sarah is the former governor of which state, Kennedy?
Alaska. She can see Rasa from a house.
Tied at one. Question number two. Radar Online, a beacon of truth, says
Absolutely.
Britney Spears' father has stepped down as her conservator. Kennedy, what is Britney's younger sister's name?
Jamie Lynn.
2-1. Question number three. Actor Ryan Phillippe turning 45 today. Which famous actress was he married to from 1999 to 2007?
Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon is correct. 3-1. Question number four. Ed Helms is going to be on Kimmel tonight. He, of course, known for his role in the Hangover trilogy. Which TV show gave him his big break?
The Office?
That is right. 4-2. Question number five. David Ortiz made an appearance at the Red Sox game last night. I understand he is living in Tom Brady's Brookline mansion with AD.
You are Radar Online.
True.
It was Radar Offline. It was his first since being shot in the Dominican, Kennedy. Which number did Ortiz wear for the Red Sox?
34.
That is correct. Woo! Nice job, Kennedy.
I love it when he sports.
I do too.
5-2 is the final score. I'm sorry, Emily, you don't get the cash, but I do have for you a pair of tickets to the Great Brigham Play Date, October 5th at Boston Children's Museum. It's an evening of grown-up fun at greatplaydate.org for the website to learn more and to get tickets. You're going absolutely free. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Emily from Abington, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Kempe Kennedy, of course, brought to you by our wonderful friends at Cumberland Farms. Stephanie is from Danvers. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Stephanie has her sons in the car, hey. Max and Caius. Hello, Max. Hello, Caius.
Sup?
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 Sup, dude?
Sup, bro?
Sup, bro?
Wow. That's a lot of man stuff.
I'm gonna kill you.
Okay, quiet.
Ow. Oh, this is going to be a game.
Yeah. Look what you started, Carson.
Stephanie, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Good luck.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck to all of you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you can win yourself $100. Kennedy with 2,896 wins, only 242 losses. Again, you tie, you lose, and she is now in that soundproof studio. Question number one. Kylie Jenner said that her sisters tease her for being a billionaire. So relatable.
Poor Kylie.
Same.
What is the name of Kylie's beauty line?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my brain is broken this morning. I don't know.
Question number two. Jerry Springer's new courtroom show, Judge Jerry, is slated to debut today in syndication. Who is the longest tenured TV judge in history with over 23 seasons on the air as of this month?
Judge Judy.
Question number three. Hugh Grant turned 59 yesterday. He's pretty much in every rom-com known to man back in the day. Which one of these was he not in? Notting Hill, Bridget Jones' Diary, or What Women Want?
Bridget Jones.
Question number four. Post Malone has a song with Ozzy Osbourne on his new album, and a lot of teenage fans have no idea who the Prince of Darkness is.
Who is this Ozzy Osbourne guy?
I think he's going on tour with that new band,
Tool. I can't believe he put him on the map. That's so nice of him.
It's really nice of Post Malone to give new artists a shot.
Ozzy Osbourne was in a very popular heavy metal band back in the day called Black Blank.
Sabbath.
Yeah.
Question number five. Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus, and Lana Del Rey all took to their socials to reveal they're releasing a song together. Is it Lana or Lana?
It's Lana. Lana Del Rey.
I say Lana. I know. My wife. Name, put those three ladies in order from youngest to oldest. So you have Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus, Lana Del Rey. From youngest to oldest.
Ariana, Miley, Lana.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
How old are your boys, Stephanie?
7 and 4.
7 and 4.
They already had me my birthday.
Huh?
I don't know.
What?
Something about a birthday. That's
what
I heard.
What did he say, Stephanie? Do you
Seriously.
I don't even know.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's Caius, right? That's got to be Caius.
Yeah, oh, sure is. That of course it is.
Of course. Max is just sitting there quiet. All right, Kennedy. Stephanie got 3 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kylie Jenner said that her sisters tease her for being a billionaire. What is the name of Kylie's beauty line?
Kylie?
Yeah, Kylie Cosmetics. Nice job. 1-0. Question number two.
That's not the name of it.
Yeah, she missed it. Kylie Cosmetics. It's not just Kylie.
I understand. Called Kylie Cosmetics.
I said, what is the line of her cosmetics? Kylie Cosmetics. It would be like if I said, what is...
The question is, what is the name of her beauty line? The beauty line is named Kylie Cosmetics.
Oh, my gosh. You guys... All right, Kennedy, I tried. 0-0.
No,
don't mess up Annie's question.
It's not called Kylie. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
But cosmetics was in the question.
That happens
that's
a lot.
Part of the
and
answer.
That's why they're trick questions sometimes. It happens more than you know. Go on.
Question number two. Jerry Springer's new courtroom show, Judge Jerry, is slated to debut today in syndication. Who is the longest tenured TV judge in history with over 23 seasons on the air?
Judge Judy.
That is correct. Now, if she'd have said just Judy, would that have been wrong?
Stop talking to me.
It was wrong. It's fine.
Tied at one. Question number three. Hugh Grant turned 59 yesterday. He's pretty much in every rom-com known to man back in the day. Which of these was he not in? Notting Hill, Bridget Jones' Diary, What Women Want.
What Women Want.
That was Mel Gibson.
Because if there's anybody who knows what women want, it's Mel Gibson.
Absolutely. 2-1. Question number four. Post Malone has a song with Ozzy Osbourne on his new album. And a lot of teenage fans have no idea who the Prince of Darkness is.
So good.
Ozzy, of course, was in a hugely popular heavy metal band back in the day called Black Blank.
Sabbath.
Oh. Yes. Let's play War Pigs out of this break.
No, there is only one Black Sabbath song, and that is Iron Man. 3-2. Question number five. Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus, and Lana Del Rey all took to their socials to reveal they are releasing a song together, Kennedy.
For the Charlie's Angels movie.
Put those three ladies in order from youngest to oldest.
One more time, Ariana, Lana, Del Rey, and who?
Miley Cyrus. Youngest to oldest.
Ariana, Miley, Lana.
Lana, that is correct. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you. Everybody's Lana to me.
I said the same thing.
That's just how I go.
4-3. Kennedy gets the win. I'm Stephanie. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but good news for you. I do have a pair of concert tickets. You're going to see Jason Aldean September 20th at the Xfinity Center, so you enjoy that show without the kids, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much. We think you won.
Oh, yeah?
We want a recount.
Yeah.
Carson?
Yes?
From the 339, cosmetics was not in the question. Sit down, Carson.
You're welcome. I wrote it. It's not in it.
Oh, gosh. What a time to be alive. Oh.
Sometimes I love the text line. Okay.
Most times I love the text
line. Maybe I was wrong.
Oh.
Hold on. Let's pull that audio because that's the first time I've heard him say that.
This is the best day of my life.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy. I'm Kennedy. And I will be Kennedy. I'm Stephanie from Sanford, and I can't beat Kennedy.
That's a lot.
Oh, wow.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh no,
stop. Game time.
Can't be Kennedy brought to you by
What Cumberland are you laughing Park. At?
What are you laughing at, Anna?
Carson's tweet. Every time he says it, I go look because I know it's going to be something stupid, but this one's pretty good.
Why?
At Carson
Don't McKay. Give him the clicks.
He just wants to plug his Twitter. This is all
he
it means
wants
to
your
plug
clicks.
His Twitter.
Yeah.
Justin is from Gloucester. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Justin has his first day off in over a week, and his wife is making him shovel horse poop today.
Oh.
Yes. Like metaphorically?
Oh, no. Justin.
She works on a horse farm, right?
She volunteers on a horse farm. Yeah. Well.
And so do you now, apparently.
Go get a beverage
apparently
after
so
that.
So do I on my days off.
All right. Kennedy is gone now. She can't hear any of these questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. Question number one. Today, in 1935, Popeye the Sailor Man was first heard on the radio. What does Popeye eat to make him stronger?
Popeye eats spinach.
Question number two. Rapper and actor Ludacris, turning 42 years old today. According to his song, where does he have lots of ladies?
I've got...
He gets in different area codes?
Hey, number three. Reports are that Tom Brady offered to house new Patriot Antonio Brown until he gets settled in New England. Do you think he ran it by Giselle and the kids first, or he
nope.
just did it?
Oh, Tom no. doesn't think no. for no, you can, stuff.
Speaking of Tom and Giselle, how many kids do they have together?
They have two, I believe.
Question number four. Kristen Stewart says that she's very happy for Robert Pattinson being the next Batman. What was Robert Pattinson's character's name in the Twilight series?
Edward Cullen, I believe.
Question number five. Lady Gaga posted a photo of her romantic dinner with rumored boyfriend Dan Horton. So I guess the Bradley Cooper rumors are officially over.
I just don't believe it, but that's okay.
What are Lady Gaga fans called?
Little Monsters, I believe.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
How'd you know that one?
Someone help you on that one, Justin?
I heard a horse talking in the background, I think.
No, I got three little kids. I got two daughters and a son.
Oh, I got you.
I listen to Lady Gaga.
Oh, okay. Here we go, Kennedy. Welcome back.
Wanted me to poop on.
Justin got 5 out of 5 correct.
No way.
He did.
Yeah. Well done.
These are tough, great Kennedy. Job. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense.
He's a great job to himself.
Honestly, I love it. I love the confidence.
Self-care is the best care.
Today in 1935, Popeye the Sailor Man was first heard on the radio. What does Popeye eat to make him stronger?
Spinach.
Rapper and actor Ludacris turns 42 today. According to his song, where does he have lots of ladies?
I've got...
Ludacris?
Yeah.
Is it the in the area codes?
Question number 3. Reports
that
are that Tom Brady offered to house new Patriot Antonio Brown until he gets settled in New England. Kennedy, do you think he asked Giselle first?
I don't know. Yes, she runs that house. Absolutely.
Speaking of Giselle, how many children do they have together?
They have 2.
Question number 4. Kristen Stewart says she's very happy for Robert Pattinson being the next Batman. What was Robert Pattinson's character's name in the Twilight series?
Edward Cullen.
Sparkly vampires. Stupid.
Lady Gaga posted a photo of her romantic dinner with rumored boyfriend Dan Horton, which means no Bradley Coop.
Because it never was.
What are Lady Gaga fans called?
Little monsters.
All right. So
are you?
Question number 1. You said spinach. Hey, that is correct, Kennedy. Question number 2. Yes, in different area codes. Oh. Is correct.
I got stumped by the ladies part.
Yeah. Question number 3.
I didn't know we couldn't say that word.
I just self-edit there. Two is correct. Edward Cullen. Yes, that is right. And Little Monsters, of course, that is correct. A 5-5 tie.
Ooh, that was a tough one.
Good
Kennedy
job,
gets the win, but
good
Justin,
job for you, buddy.
Because this $100 belongs to Sal and he gets mad at me every time I give it away, I'm giving you the cash.
Hey.
Awesome.
You also, what are we giving away? A pair of tickets to Nick Jr. Live, Move to the Music. It's going to be at the Box Center Wang Theater, March of 2020. Tickets are on sale Friday, September 13th at 10 a.m. at boxcenter.org. I know you have a lot of kids here. You're just going to have to pick which one you like the best. I say Thunderdome.
Whichever one helps you shovel poop today.
Guys. I would say.
And what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Justin Poole from Gloucester, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.